Blog Talk Radio.
The Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
I'm Daria Tolbert, and thank you so much for joining me right here on the Praise Party. Where ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Listen, guys, you are in for a treat on today. I have a special guest in the studio, and they're going to explain who they are, where they come from. Big Hussy in the people don't be extra. It's just Big Hussy, right? I said that. Husky. Big Husky. Big Husky. Okay. Right?
That Hussy. All my lines blowing up.
Big Husky. Right there. So, and also we have Andrea in here. Say your name correctly?
Yes.
And Siobhan.
Yes.
Siobhan, now you got to sing something. You gotta do something.
She's singing today. You ain't even got no choice. They just going to make you sing.
I want to talk about this. And basically, having a personal relationship with God and knowing Him for yourself, not just only knowing God for yourself, but having an understanding of who God is. Because if not, you will be fooled by the enemy.
Come on.
So, and your points of views, how to develop a relationship? How do you know you have a personal relationship with God? Because we're in the generation now, as I mentioned to Siobhan off air, that the devil, it doesn't come like he used to come, throwing rocks and
not at all.
Bruh, fam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
He and your family.
Yeah. And not only that, the devil never tempts us with stuff that we're not going to be tempted by.
Exactly.
Oh, he might send you an Idris lookalike.
Yeah.
Because he know that's what you like. Tall, dark, and handsome. He might send you one like that, you know. And so you have to be careful. You have to be very aware.
You have to have discernment.
Yeah, some people
having
don't have
it. Having the spirit of discernment.
Yes, some people.
And for those who don't have it, you can pray for it.
Yes, yes, you can pray for it. And some people have it, they just don't know they have it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it's there. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we're too busy talking about people instead of praying for people. So some people have discernment, they just don't know that it's discernment, and the Lord is just looking at them like, I just need you to pray.
They don't use it.
They don't use it at all. So it's not that people don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have it, but a lot of people aren't using it. But I think one of the most important things to do is pray without ceasing. You should be praying all the time, because the Lord is always doing something. And sometimes He's not waiting on you to get ready to pray. He's waiting on you to all be ready.
Right. Why do you think a lot of people are so caught up in titles?
Oh, my God.
Platforms. We love the attention, the power. We live in a society that is based off of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know, if you have a loud personality, a loud gift, or, you know, you're a great singer or you're a great preacher and you can hoop, sing, play, you know, it's an outward gift. The church is kind of trained to love that kind of stuff, because those are the people who are continually in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be service.
Right.
But because it's become a platform, we love it. You know what I mean? So if you remove the people from the stage, people don't know their own personalities.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they are without being a singer. They don't know who they are without being called pastor, first lady, whatever that
mm-hmm.
is.
Right.
So
there's nowhere in the Bible where it says first lady. I didn't see that. I was trying to.
You know.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's
not in there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I would just want to tag off Siobhan. You know, a lot of people want to feel important, and they get affirmation from people. Anytime you start getting affirmation from people, you have no limits on, you know, what you'll do, where you'll go, you know, and we shouldn't be getting our affirmation from people.
Right.
That's where the problem comes in.
Also,
yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. You just spoke to my spirit. Go ahead.
Also, people confuse title with anointing. So because you have a title, people think you're anointed, and anointing has nothing to do with your title.
Because
I know some anointed ushers.
And I know some unanointed bishops.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So
and prophets.
Right.
Prophet lying.
Yeah.
Listen. They'll tell you your future.
Listen
the Lord told me you sold this $30 seed.
Yeah.
He going to turn it around in 30 days.
The Lord told me tomorrow is Sunday.
Right. And we know it's Sunday. Yes.
Ooh, you got a revelation, didn't you?
You done fell out because the Lord said $30 if you know that it's Sunday tomorrow. You turn around three times, it's Sunday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Sunday tomorrow whether you turn around three times or not.
Whether you give your $30.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I think people confuse it with, if I give this $30 seed, that it's going to grow. But what if the Lord didn't tell you to give that $30 seed?
Right.
Then you're out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're out of $30.
Yeah, out of $30, out of order, and something's probably going to suffer because of that.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people, we don't really pray. The Lord didn't unction us to move. We move because of fear and because they said something like, well, the real men, you know, will give $100. And I've been a real man with $100 in my pocket before.
Listen.
And still sat down.
And can walk out
the Lord
of
didn't unction
with it.
Yeah, walk out of church with it.
Go on and give him some glory in advance. Clap your hands again.
So glad today I heard you.
I heard you clearly.
Clearly.
Now I'm grateful.
Grateful. In spite of my circumstance, all I want to do is serve you
and love you.
Love you.
And praise
you. Praise you. You gave me another chance.
I was broken. I was
so, yeah.
Broken hearted.
Oh, yeah.
I know now.
I know now.
Shackles.
Shackles
heavy.
All the things you know I've been through.
Sing, Miranda.
Made me, gave me strength that I can endure.
In the secret place I'm dwelling.
In that secret place I'm dwelling.
Safely.
Ever so bravely.
Your foundation
standing sure. Standing sure. I was broken hearted. I bowed down.
I was shackled. Listen to this. Release. Give it to me. I need a blessing right now. Really release. Give it to me. Yeah. I need blessing right now. Everybody say, release. Give it to me, God.
Give it to me.
Lord,
I need
a blessing right now. Like it's already yours.
In the studio, I have Big Husky. Why are you laughing at me like I said it wrong?
Because you emphasized that K this time.
Love it. Javon and Andrea.
Yes.
We love you. I'm sorry. I'm a little shady. You know how I am.
Listen, and I want to thank Bishop KD.
Come on,
boy. Bless me with some. We were just talking about having a personal relationship before we went off the air, and I was just blessed. They didn't know I could hear them, but Siobhan and Andrea can sing. Can y'all just bless us with a little note, just a little
you
bit?
Want the ball, Cheerios.
Ooh, they sing about anything. They can sing about hamburgers, Cheerios, and
back in the day,
fat back.
KD used to play Cheerios. It was a little gospel song. Push them to the bottom of the bowl, and they'll rise to the top.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot who it was by. You know who it was?
I don't. It was a local little kids choir here. I can't remember. I think they were Martin Luther King Children's Choir or something. But they,
You want
to
do it?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to hear
here
you.
Go. Cheerios. Cheerios. You want
to
go with
mm-hmm. Push me to the bottom of the bowl. And then I'll rise to the top.
Yes.
Cheerios.
Thank you, Jesus.
Cheerios.
I guess we're going to eat it the same way.
Push me to the bottom of the bowl. And there is rise to the top. In the heartburn within. We're going to take up an offering. Everybody, if you could just sow that $5 seed, God is going to bless you. If you just sow $5, he's going to turn in 5 days.
Come on.
Turn.
If you turn.
If you turn, he'll turn.
If you turn your face and drop $5 in the bucket.
In the bucket.
Drop that change and he'll change.
We'll have our ushers right here on Hampton. We'll have our ushers. You'll see them. We'll have a cardboard sign.
Yes.
Drop $5.
Yeah.
We were talking about having a personal relationship with Christ, and I am so hippopotamus happy to have.
Oh, that was real Baptist.
I know. To have y'all in the studio with me. And before we went off, we were talking about being anointed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of anointed preachers, pastors.
But this is true. There are some anointed.
Very anointed and gifted.
Yeah.
To preach. Mm-hmm. Preach. I mean, really preach. Even people, like just general, very, even with their song, music, very anointed.
Listen.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
But the gift come without repentance.
Right.
Because
I was just thinking the same thing.
You got to use the gift to get to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel so gifted and anointed within yourself. You can preach, you know, and raise 10,000 offerings and bust hell completely open.
Wide open.
I mean, literally, your mind is turned over to a reprobate mind. You know, if God will use an ass and a dog, he can use anybody.
Right, right.
So your gift does not make you saved.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you have a relationship. Mm-hmm. It means in that moment, God chose to use you.
And for our deep folks, she said donkey. Okay, that's in the Bible.
What a donkey.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
She was cussing on the radio. No, no she
was
wasn't. She said
that was biblical.
Yeah, it is. She got some people.
Just got her saved.
Yeah.
But sometimes we confuse talent with anointing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we can't do that.
Because
a lot of people
talented.
are very,
very
just like
talented.
I said, very, very talented. That does not mean they have the oil. You know, it's a price for the oil.
Yeah.
Maybe a price for your talent if you paid for it.
Come on.
To get lessons to master it.
Come
but
on.
That's still not the oil.
This is true. This is true.
True.
But we have to. We always have to be careful to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be careful to be humble because there are a lot of people that are anointed. There are a lot of people that are gifted to do exactly what you do. You just have the opportunity right now. You know, because you won't always be number one.
Absolutely.
Come on, somebody. You won't always be number one. And so because of that, you have to remember the Lord will, just as easy as he gave it, easily, just as easy as he'll take it away. So we have to be careful, because some people have gotten there to where we think we're somebody, and all of a sudden the world will remind you. You know, the world is wonderful in this aspect. They'll remind you that you're God's and you're not yours all the time. Yeah,
you know,
they'll send you back to Humbleville real quick.
Mm-hmm. When I have to sing or do praise and worship every Sunday and Sabbath and stuff like that and go out to minister or whatever, my first prayer is, you know, allow me to serve exactly how you want me to do, mm-hmm. speak and sing through me, but don't leave me out.
Right.
I don't want to bless everybody else and lead everybody else into the throne room and into praise and worship and to this glorious place, and I'm left out.
Absolutely.
So I think that's the thing in serving, whether you're a preacher, whether you're gifted, whether you're gifted to tap dance, so whatever it is you do in ministry, mm-hmm. or for the kingdom of God, for us not to be left out. And if we choose to humble ourselves as servants, then the anointing that we talk about all the time will rest on us, because we're willing not just to give it, but to live it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So many times we talk about who I am and who I'm called to be, but mm-hmm. are we living it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Siobhan, I want to piggyback on what she just said. When you're up serving the people, a lot of leaders are leading, but they're bleeding,
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting healed, so they're bleeding on the people.
Yeah.
And we as leaders that are serving in the kingdom have to make sure that we're getting fed.
That's
and
right.
that we're spiritually mature and that we're growing as well, because
right.
you can definitely be leading and bleeding.
That's right.
That's a place where that's a very common place.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are bleeding because their gifts are being pimped.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People forget, you know, because if you're going to lead or you're going to have me come to your church or something and you see that I shouldn't be up there, don't put me up there.
But a lot won't do that.
Right.
Won't
because
sit down.
Won't
mm-hmm.
sit down. Like me, if I'm led and I say, well, I know that you're paying me. Here's the money back. I need to sit down. And people be like, no, you can't sit down. The people, I don't care. I'd rather not mess up the people because I've been paid than to get up on stage and do the people, God, and myself a disservice.
Mm. Well, that's because church now has become business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
I understand the business of church. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the tithes and the offerings and making sure that there's meat in the house so we can serve others.
Mm-hmm.
But as a worship leader and mm-hmm. My husband pastors and stuff like that, I also understand how it is, like, you done sold all these tickets, and you got 1,200 people here,
mm-hmm.
and if such and such don't come sing,
mm-hmm.
everybody going to want their money back, nobody's coming to your church. You know,
right.
we've gotten to the point where church has become a BET experience.
Right.
You know,
right. Come
it's
on.
The newest thing on
mm-hmm.
the block. It's the easiest
uh-huh.
way to make some money.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's the easiest way to
Truth.
Get the hustle on because you're gifted.
Right.
And you don't have
gifted
to.
Gifted and full
and
of the anointed, but yet.
Anything to keep the gift or to stay in service. You know, it's like what you were saying. So many people are bleeding, but they won't sit down because they need their check.
That's right. I got with me in the studio, Big Husky.
She's going to get that right.
I love it. Thank you.
Hey.
You.
I want to sound like I'm messing up on your name. But
Lady
it's
A?
Andrea. Because
people call me Lady A.
Most people
Lady
call
A.
Lady
well,
A, yeah.
I say Lady A.
It's
and then
easier.
Siobhan in the studio.
Yeah.
And they both have beautiful voices. We're going to talk about they have a CD coming out or something because, oh, my goodness.
Well, she actually has a single out. She has a single out. And Lady A actually sings in a group with Carla Williams called Reveal.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Carla. We done said her name on the radio.
Oh,
come on. We on the radio with Daria.
Yes. And so excited to have y'all in the studio. I think what's a sad reality is a lot of our churches are bringing these evangelists in, are bringing these artists in, knowing their lifestyle. Not saying that we're comparing them to us and that we're perfect, no. But if you know that this person is not even trying to live holy, not even trying to have a standard, but you're yet bringing them in and you're pimping their gifts, that's not helping them.
Mm.
That's not helping the body of Christ either. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
Anybody out there grateful?
Yeah.
Put those hands together. Let's go. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm grateful.
Lord, I'm grateful.
the praise party. Where ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Avni Jewel will step in with Inside Sports Nation to give us the update of what's going on with the sports, all right? And also Sister Odessa, she has rehearsal today. She got in a play. So I was like, okay, Sister Odessa. She is rehearsing for a play, so she will be. Now listen, I have in the studio, I don't know how much longer they're here with me. I don't know if they want to stay with me much longer, but we've been having a great conversation.
We're here as long as you need us.
Aww.
We're here as long as you need us.
Big Husky.
You were in timeout.
Don't time out. Okay. Listen, we're in the studio and we're talking about having a relationship with God and about the anointed and having the anointed and being anointed, and you can still be full of hell and have you a seat in hell. And Stephanie Dixon, who is on my Facebook Live, she was telling me the anointing destroys the yoke. So there should be some shifting in the atmosphere if you are called by God, minister of the word, or if it's by music. Okay, Stephanie. And she's joining in. Well, God bless you.
Shout out to Stephanie
Dixon.
Okay. Yeah.
And she commented on the Facebook Live. So very important to have the power of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost will allow you to keep your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost will allow you to keep sowing seeds, you know, sow your tithes. Do you believe in sowing tithes?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe in it differently than people believe, because I believe not just in sowing into the church.
Okay.
I believe in sowing tithes into the church.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people, too. Yeah, some people. Look, the Lord said, give you a tenth.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us haven't been obedient, you know, when we're supposed to sow. Mm-hmm. So we a lot of us have missed blessings simply because of obedience, period. Not just on tithes and offering, but tithes and offering shouldn't be the only reason that you go to church. A lot of people, you know, and a lot of pastors are going to disagree with me, but if we make tithes and offering the only thing that people are coming to church for, then something's wrong. We should make it about Jesus, because if we make it about Jesus, then the folks, if we make it about Jesus, then the folks will give, because people love to give to Jesus. They tired of giving to crooks. That's the problem. You know, you're serving. That's part of serving. Yeah, giving tithes and offering is part of serving. So it's part of your service. But it shouldn't be the only part. It shouldn't be the magnified part. The magnified part should always be Jesus.
If we give people the truth.
Come on.
Because you come to church to commune with other believers.
Come on.
And to also accept those who may be hurting, the lost, the broken, those type, you know, all of us have been there. You know, we all got an ailment. We all have a thorn. You know what I mean? So we actually come to church to lift up God and to come together and edify the body. Because I might be weak this week, and she might be weak next month.
Mm-hmm.
And my job when we come together is to make sure that I strengthen her.
Mm-hmm.
She strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of church.
That's it.
You know, us showing the love of God, the truth of God in one collective body. That's
absolutely
why he says, forsake not yourself, the assembling together. Because there's healing
but
when
speak
all
the
of
body.
Us
it
come
is.
Together.
It is, and it's important. A lot of people are forsaking the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching, you know, online church,
and
you know, bedside bath, and you know, hey, I'm not saying that you got to go to church every Sunday, or you are not I'm not saying that, but I think it is good to make a practice of coming together with like believers that can strengthen you, just like Siobhan said, strengthen you when you're weak. And it's good to know somebody may be going through something that I'm going through or already been there that can tell me it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You can make it. It's not over.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. We need that encouragement.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need it. We need each other to make it.
Also, we mentioned about holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Holiness is still right.
Oh.
I know Big Husky is going to say something about this. Holiness. Living in holiness, because
you can be holy and still have fun. You can be holy and still be saved,
because
you know,
people,
and do things in the world.
I'm not cutting you off, because people feel as being holy, you got to wear dresses.
Well, dresses.
Holy, you got no lipstick,
well,
no earrings.
Let me help the saints.
Talk about it.
We have to be careful about sending people to hell because of lipstick. Lipstick never sent anybody to hell. Iniquity and sins. you can't keep blaming the women that are in the church who are fine because you don't have control over your loins.
Listen, get up.
It's not their fault. You just won't deal with your lust problem. Let's just be honest.
Well, that's the truth, though.
And so you want to blame the women of the church. They could put a paper sack on her. If she fine, she fine.
Listen, all glory
but if
God.
You if you living holy and dealing with your lust problem, deal it control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have any control, but we don't want to tell the truth. We want to blame it on the woman. Not to say that there aren't some women that come to church just to catch a man. Because there are. But at the end of the day, you still have to have control. Because God's not going to ask you, well, she came, why did you fall to her? You can't tell him a lie. You got to tell him the truth. Well, look, it was one of them days. You know, I was tempted and I failed. See, we want to be honest. Mm-hmm. We want to blame it on the women because they coming in short skirts and different things. Mm-hmm. Stop blaming the women. Mm-hmm. Let's get out of that old rhetoric.
You're not going to make me burn up in 115-degree weather wearing stockings because you can't control
your
lust problem. Get to the roots.
I can give a real quick testimony. Been tall and, for the most part, in shape. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Very thin, especially at 20, 21. And I've been a church girl my whole life. So I don't like skirts that come all the way down to my ankle. First of all, I can't find them. I'm 5'11". I mean,
come on, 5'11".
It's a challenge.
I mean, and then, I mean, regardless, I remember trying to live up to that standard of wearing something a little bit looser or a little bit longer. It made it worse. I mean, I'll be honest, because a man's imagination, they're going to see straight through the paper
Listen.
Bag. They'll see what they want to see.
Right,
and like
right.
you said, you know, if deal with you. Deal with your real issue.
Right.
And as I got older, the Holy Spirit guided me and said, this is what's good for your body type. Listen, I can't get rid of this bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get rid of boobs. That ain't going nowhere.
Right.
It's dressed appropriately to your body to wear. Because I know I shout. I know I might take off in a run and a dance that if I fall over and just go prostrate, that the saints ain't going to see all the glory of heaven.
Right.
So how come may not be good for you since
exactly.
you know
right.
you're going in?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
if you go, I believe it's in Galatians chapter 5, verse, I want to say 22 and 23.
Uh-huh.
You want to know what holiness is. Try them nine fruit of the Spirit.
Spirit.
Not the fruits, the nine fruit. You have to start living that.
Mm-hmm.
I pray every day those nine fruit.
That's good.
Do I always follow them?
That's true.
Nope.
Press.
But I'm pressing towards the mark.
Great.
And so we have to begin to start being honest. We try to lie our way into holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't lie your way into holiness. Because holiness isn't something you pick up and take off.
Yeah.
It's something you either live in or you're not.
Yeah.
Right. And I hate to cut you off right there, but we're going to go into some music. We're talking about having a personal relationship with Jesus. Underneath that, being anointed, having the power of the Holy Ghost, being holy. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Come on.
And this is getting good.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even get the chance to mention, I know we mentioned this off air, pastors making a career after, you know, preachers making it out of a career.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be a career? Mm-hmm. And you made a good point. It's not a what?
Which one?
Preaching is not a career, but
it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. And I can prove it with scripture.
And the Bible saying,
yes,
Jonathan McReynolds, the way you love me, Father.
I've seen rain, it's been dark. I felt pain, got these scars. Sometimes it's all I can remember. Where's the sun? Give me light. Got to be more to this life. Can't lie, it's been colder than December.